The leaders of China and Ukraine had their first phone call today since Russia invaded Ukraine. China's Xi Jinping offered once again for Beijing to mediate potential peace talks between Ukraine and Russia, though Ukraine has been skeptical. NPR's Emily Fang is with us now to explain the latest. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Michelle.
What can you tell us about what the two men talked about?
Well, Xi Jinping repeated China's longstanding position that it wants some kind of political settlement to end this war. And China said it's going to send a special envoy on Eurasian affairs to Ukraine and to other capitals so they can find some kind of negotiated end to this crisis. Now, Ukraine's Zelensky has said on Twitter that the call with Xi Jinping was long and meaningful, but he didn't mention on whether they talked of specific ways of finding an end to this conflict. But he did say he was appointing a new Ukrainian ambassador to China immediately after the call. And that post had been vacant for some time, ever since the last one actually suddenly passed away in Beijing. So there's some progress, but take all of this with a boulder of salt, because what Beijing said was just, it's not new, and it comes as China has only drawn politically closer to Russia, Ukraine's adversary, and pumped up its economic ties with Moscow.
I hear you, boulder of salt. But okay, so China has a close relationship with Russia. I think most people know that. So is this seen as a credible offer in Ukraine's eyes?
This offer to facilitate? No, not so much. But the outreach, the fact that a call even occurred between these two men, is being taken very seriously in Ukraine and in China. In fact, in China, this call immediately became a trending news item on social media, and people there are just thrilled about the call. And in Ukraine, President Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, told my colleague Yulian Haida in Ukraine that the Ukrainian government welcomes the role for China in peace efforts, even if Kyiv does not accept Beijing's plans. Specifically, Beijing's position on negotiations does not require Russia returning Ukrainian territories it's occupied. This is an issue that, in Ukraine's eyes, is a precondition to peace. But Ukraine sees the call itself as really meaningful, because there is this perception that China has some leverage with Putin that Western countries do not have. Yermak told Yulian that Ukraine appealed to China and presented President Zelensky's peace plan, and that it's good that China is ready to be involved. And according to Ukraine, they were the ones who sought out the call with China.
As we said earlier, this is the first time that this call has happened since the invasion began. So what is your sense of why he's making this call with Zelensky now?
So she might have been making this call with Ukraine, but many analysts will say his eyes were really on Europe. This call is about shoring up China's ties with the European Union. There's no coincidence that this call comes right after several major European visits to Beijing. The first was Spain's prime minister, then France's president, then the EU Commission president, Ursula von der Leyen, then Germany's foreign minister, a whole string. And so there's high hopes that China might play a role in ending the crisis. This call also came just a few days after China's ambassador to France caused this huge controversy by questioning Ukraine's sovereignty. And so in the last few days, Beijing's also really been trying to do some damage control. Europe, of course, has been very alarmed by this war in Ukraine. It's alarmed at China's declaration of this no-limits friendship with Russia during February last year, just before the Russian invasion. But China really needs to have steady relations with the EU, given that its ties with the U.S. are bad and likely are only going to get worse. So it's partnered with Russia, and now it's trying to shore up its credentials with Europe, too, as a way to counter the U.S.
That is NPR's Emily Fang. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.